Good evening. It is Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. It's been 2 months since we've been here, but this is Hayden and Grandpa on Sports. I'm Grandpa.
And I'm Hayden.
And tonight is the last night of the NBA regular season, and we are going to be talking about Portland and the NBA and all kinds of other fun things, aren't we, Haiti?
Yep.
Okay. So I don't know why this is not very loud, but it doesn't seem like it's picking up very well. Anyway, okay. So we were kind of talking out in the living room, and you started saying some really good stuff, but then I said, no. Hold it. So what's on your mind, buddy?
Portland and their offense. It's killing me.
Tonight, what's the score out there? I've been out.
54 to 41, I think.
54 to 41?
Yeah.
And you're complaining?
They're just too sloppy. They could have more than...
No, 55-41.
55-41.
Damian has 19 at the half, and Favors has 6 at the half. So, but what are they shooting badly?
No, they're just making stupid passes. Just dumb bounce passes that they don't need to make.
So, lots of turnovers.
Like, I was watching a possession, and they would score. Like, Utah would score, they'd come down and make a bad pass.
It's okay.
Utah would come down and score, they'd make a bad pass.
Yeah. So, sloppy, this late in the season, you don't expect to see that. Yeah, you can't survive against the good teams if that's what you're going to do. That's for darn sure. So, what's your prediction? They're going to beat Utah tonight?
Yeah, they're going to beat Utah.
They'll beat Utah. So they're up 14 at the half. Are they one of those teams that comes back on you? I mean, they got an identical record to the Blazers. What's the season record?
48-33.
No, I mean, what have we done against them?
I think it's a 2-2.
So it's, no, it 2-1. Can't be 2-2. Yeah, so who's up, though, Portland or Utah?
I think we're up in the series.
So it could be 3-1 if that's true, which I haven't checked, but it could be 3-1. Or it could be
2-2.
Utah up 2-1, or it could be a split series. So, looking ahead at the end of the season, they're getting ready to play their 82nd regular season of the game. They had, what, 8 or 10 preseason games? So that's almost 100 games they've played already this season. They're getting ready to start the playoffs. What do you think?
I feel like we're going to struggle a little bit in the first game and kind of pull it together.
Do you know who will play in the first round if we win tonight?
We will play.
We'll lock in the third seed.
We'll lock in the third seed and we'll play Oklahoma City.
OKC, which we've actually done well against this year.
We have.
We've done okay. I mean, I think we split that series too.
At 1-1. I think we actually beat them both.
Yeah. No, we lost to them down there. They beat our tail.
Yeah, that game.
So I think it's 2-1 Portland. But it's clearly a team you can compete against if it's the Portland of a month ago.
Yes.
Which was amazing. It was an outstanding run.
Honestly, I thought they should have been number 2 seed a month ago.
Portland.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get it done, though.
But of course, there's Golden State and Houston.
Yeah, you got to get it done.
Houston has been a shocker.
Well, we beat Houston. We beat Golden State. So we can beat we can play with these teams. You just got to show up every night. And now you're getting into the playoffs, and it kicks up a whole different level.
Yeah, everybody kind of.
Yep, everybody picks it up. So let's look at the Western Conference for a minute. You were ripping off the eight teams. Who are they now?
Houston, Golden State. Portland or Utah, 3-4. 5 is New Orleans. 6 is OKC. 7 is San Antonio.
And 8 is Minnesota makes it. First time
back.
Since, talk about 2004 was the last time they were in the playoffs. Isn't that nuts?
They're coming back.
Longest time without being in the playoffs of any team. But here they come. And if the NCAA is any indication, there could be a spoiler out there that comes and just pops through the lower seeds and starts taking people out. But tell you, it's going to be tough to beat Houston. I think Houston is, this year, right now, the team to beat in the NBA. Yeah. Just the way they're playing.
The East isn't looking so bad either, no? Honestly.
So, I was just going to get to that. But let's talk about, let's finish up with the West first. So, who are the players to watch?
Well, obviously, the main ones, like Harden, Paul, Durant, Curry, Clay, Draymond, Damian.
CJ.
Like all those main guys. But I think the one guy to look out for hasn't really been in the playoffs much, like of some sort, is DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to be hungry.
Yeah, he wants it.
He's got to be hungry. So we're 5 minutes into this. We try to keep these things around 10, 12 minutes long. So maybe what we ought to do, it's halftime. Portland up 55-45 over Utah. 55-41 over Utah Jazz. Last game of the regular season. And Hayden and I are talking about the NBA playoffs. The end of the regular season, the NBA playoffs. After the half, when the game's over, we'll know where we stand. You come back in here, and we will talk about the East, and then we'll do your predictions.
All right.
All right. Go Blazers.
Let's go.